All right, it was a disappointing game from my standpoint. I expected us to do better than we did, particularly coming off of a Monday night effort and performance that we gave in Pittsburgh. You know, things we didn't do what we were supposed to do all the time, and we ended up giving up yardage, giving up points, couldn't move the ball offensively. So I changed the quarterback and tried to generate some offense that way. But it really wasn't enough. And so that's why the score is what it is. I'm not feeling very good at this point, so I'll open it up to questions.
What's the status of Dwayne Bowe?
Dwayne Bowe has a neck, and they're evaluating his neck to see exactly what it is. And then along with other injuries, Brandon Albert had a back, you know, it fell on his back, and so we were evaluating that. Hood Moriaki came out, but then he went back in. I think he's going to be okay. And then we missed Lilju today because of his knee. And so we have to put other people in the game, and we did.
Well, you had indicated that you preferred Quinn over Castle. If he was healthy enough to play, why not start him?
Because I wanted to start Castle. And so I started Castle, and then when I felt like I needed to make the change, I made the change to Quinn, and so Quinn got into the game in the second half. And then after this, I'll evaluate it after this game, and then I'll let you know what I'm going to do next week.
So the offensive line shuffle, you knew you were going to be mixing and matching anyway
I did not know how much I was going to be mixing and matching until I got here today.
Well, my point is, then when Brandon goes out, I mean... Just how did that impact you guys today? I mean,
I'm not making excuses about the offensive line, but when you have guys who don't practice together on a consistent basis, it's hard to everybody be on the same page. But this is pro football, and you're on the team, and when you go in there, you have to perform.
Stevenson, I mean, did he give a decent account of himself? Right tackle and left tackle?
Well, he played those spots. Yeah. We'll evaluate the tape and find out exactly how he did.
Okay, Romeo, it's kind of a game of fourth downs. Can we kind of talk about first the fake punt?
Well, they beat us on the fake punt. We weren't alert enough to make the play, and that gave them some juice, and that hurt our team.
And then Andy gets that 11-yard scramble on fourth down. Was someone supposed to kind of contain him, or what happened?
Exactly.
Okay. And then my last one, the bootleg by him. I mean, was that something that you hadn't seen, or just –
No, that was fourth and one on the goal line, right? That one you're talking about. A lot of times, you know, you think that they're going to run for the one, and you forget to remember that he could keep it.
Romeo, how much practice time did Quinn get this week?
He got the normal backup practice time,
which is basically just scout.
Minimal.
So, do you see any signs at all today, Romeo, that these guys are trying to eliminate bad footballs, as you told them some time ago?
Not as much as I need to see.
All right, Hillis fumbles.
Yes.
He was in like two snaps later. Did that the rule from last week not apply this week?
No, was he in exactly two snaps later, or was it later on?
No, it was within that series. I was kind of surprised when there was like a – it was within one or two offensive plays of his fumble.
Well, we put him back in.
Romeo, what did you think of the crowd today?
You know what, I focus on the game and I don't get into the crowd. You know, I thought the guys were trying to help us on third down. I heard crowd noise on third down, so every time I can get that, I appreciate it.
Were you satisfied with the number of touches that Jamal Charles got today?
Yes.
Romeo, you've gone back and forth with the quarterback, the turnover rule, removed yourself from defensive coordinator. Do you have more things like this to do to try and shake up?
Well, we will evaluate and we'll determine if there's anything else we can do.
Why do you think all the changes, you've made a lot of changes so far this season, why don't you think that they've worked so far to get wins?
Well, that's the key, to get wins, all right? We haven't gotten wins. And so until we get some wins, whatever we do, doesn't make any difference.
Obviously, the results are the same, but is the team improving in your mind?
Well, just depends on whether you want wins or not.
What do you mean?
Well, if wins is a thing, then we don't have any wins, so we're not improving enough.